Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Tim Blake Nelson plays a singing gunslinger in the utterly dazzling anthology western from the Coen brothers. It's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
I'm Buster Scruggs.
Things have a way of escalating out here in the West.
And this movie escalates from one weird and fascinating vignette into five more separate little films, each one in its own right a gem. The concluding segment involves five passengers on a stagecoach at dusk as they make their way to a frontier hotel, or it could be to the afterlife.
People are so easily distracted.
So I'm the distractor with a little story.
People can't get enough of them. Because, well, they connect the stories to themselves, I suppose.
This'll tell the tale.
That man is a wonder. I will just have to see him.
And this movie is one you'll have to see to understand why I'm so wildly enthusiastic about it. Yes, it's strange, and some of the content is even disturbing. But unlike a lot of other Coen Brothers projects, this one is deep and rich, full of beautiful visions, compelling characters, and outstanding performances. The wonderful score, featuring familiar Western songs by Carter Burwell, is another major plus. It's rated R for lots of language and violence, and for content that is definitely dark, and sometimes even nightmarish. But then the real Wild West wasn't exactly a kindergarten picnic. 4 stars for the haunting, unforgettable The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Not only the best Coen Brothers movie I can remember, but one of the best of the year.